there's this saying with the stick and the carrot, right? The story goes, it's a donkey and there's a carrot on top of it and there's a stick. Someone's hitting with the stick. And if we can relate that to like performance, some people say if it's only fear-based, it might not be the best. But if it's only reward-driven, it might also not be the best. Right. They say that it could be a good combination to have fear of failure, but also motivation for the carrot and winning. What's your opinion of that? And
I think it's hard for me when we talk about fear. Fear as an emotion is an important emotion. Fear helps us survive. Fear is very motivational. The problem with fear and the physiological response of the body to fear is that it's not sustainable over long term. So what I mean by that is when we register something like a snake and we see a snake, our body will often react before we ever subjectively kind of say what that emotion was. The amazing thing that the body does when we're in states of fear to mobilize the threat is incredible. And that has to do with the adrenal system that's important, that helps us react and respond to the threat and to mobilize threat. But the problem is that the body cannot sustain the stress hormones in a way that's healthy for us over time. And so moments of fear of failure that become repetitive and become part of the source of our motivation, to me, will always deteriorate our ability to perform at our best. It'll deteriorate our emotional health. Fear, momentary fear to motivate us, that becomes important in our lives so we don't harm ourselves or get hurt. But I think a sense of exhilaration and excitement that has some of the same physiological kind of responses as fear, but it has a very different subjective meaning to people, is an important thing for sports. And depending on the sport, you know, if you're a sprinter, you have to be amped up and ready when that gun goes off. To perform, and so,
but not 3 weeks before the race, because I know you're talking about that, and I recognize that as an athlete, you go around, I'm gonna compete, and then for 3 weeks you pump yourself up, and then you're emotionally drained when it's time to perform, and then you see these guys, they're just like mellow, they maybe had a beer the day before, and they go in and kill it.